This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 5. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 5 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. Joining me today is Jada from Jada's Children's Music and Books. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Patrick.
You got it. And you are joining me from snowy northern Canada. And, you know, people listening to the podcast can't see it, but in your background, I'm seeing ice and snow where it is 90 degrees now here in Las Vegas. So it's kind of an interesting dichotomy going on in this interview, but you are a first-time guest on this show, so we'd love to learn all about you. So tell us your story. How did you get into making music for kids and books?
And books, yes. I, you know, have been doing music all of my life, in choirs, vocal lessons. I took flute into my second year of university. But I never really got into writing my own songs until after I had children. So I am an x-ray tech and ultrasound technologist. It's my muggle job. But then I had children and had these wonderful maternity leaves where I would sing to my children. And I was like, oh, this is pretty good. Did I steal someone's song? And I'd ask around and they're like, no, that's yours, I guess. I'm like, okay. So I got enough of them where I was like, this is pretty good. And my kids like it, which is a, you know, children will tell you exactly how they feel about your stuff.
They're the best critics.
They're the best critics. So when they love it, you're like, yes, it feels so good. So they liked my songs and I would, you know, do little things here and there around my small town where I am in Northern Ontario. And then actually, sadly, my dad passed. And I was like, you know what? There's only one. This is it. This is all I have. I'm going to just do all the things I want to do. So I wear dino dresses and I'm putting out my songs into the universe. And then I was like, you know what? Some of these songs need more information. I'm going to make books. So then I'm doing it.
That is the best and most awesome way to approach it. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
All right. So this is your debut album. It's called Healthy Feelings. And we'll get into talking about the album. But at what point did you decide, okay, I'm going to take all these, I'm going to turn this into an album. And how was that process?
Yeah, I was actually asked to perform during COVID online with another artist, like visual artist, Rhonda Babinski Beckman, who's wonderful. She has lots of stuff on YouTube like that you can follow along with. And she was doing your feelings in art form. So I was going to compliment her in the like singing with feeling songs. So I just started doing that. And I liked them. And, you know, my angry song kind of became a metal song because that's how I was feeling. And my brother does a lot of metal, so he helped me stay the track there. And other people, like I do a lot of stuff with Jada and friends because other people have so much talent and my friends are very talented. So I can reach out to them and be like, how do you do a proper blues song? And how do you, you know, like make this really country, you know, and just like get people to influence that way as well. So I have a album coming out that is songs that have different genres of music that touch on different feelings, because I also have a Bachelor of Science in psychology. And I'm very interested in psychology, children's psychology, and how important it is to feel your feelings. All of your feelings are good and healthy. and expressing them and learning a good emotional vocabulary and like using them as a guide in our lives as to what's working, what's not working. I think it's really good to keep that intuition with you. And hopefully these songs and these books are helpful to somebody out there. They won't be for everyone, but they might be for somebody.
They will definitely be for someone. And I love the genre mix on an album because any genre can lend itself to children's music. And I in just doing the show, I've been exposed to, okay, here's a jazz song for kids and just stuff that you wouldn't necessarily think immediately, okay, children's songs in that genre, but you could really put it in any one. So I love that you're doing that all on one album, it sounds like. So talk for a minute before we get into your album. Tell us about the books.
Oh, so I have a few. I have Healthy Feelings. The Meanie Meanie Blues is going to be my first book that's coming out based off of that. It introduces the yuck bug, how when you feel that something's wrong, you get a yuck bug. So the health, the sorry, the Meanie Blues will be based off of like a sadness because people are being mean, and that's just part of it, right? Sometimes I. We'll be doing Meanie Blues today, which is exciting. But sometimes I start chatting with kids and just say, has anybody ever been mean to you? And everybody puts up their hand. And I ask, have you been mean to anybody else? And everybody, including me, puts up their hand because we're not always great. Sometimes we have a bad day and we take it out on someone accidentally. And it's important to acknowledge that and be like, I'm not a bad person because I did this. I can learn from it. I can not try not to do it again, right? So it's just being in those uncomfortable bits and accepting people for everything they are and then moving forward.
Do you have any other songs in your album that you kind of have pegged for a children's book?
Yes, I have something scary. I don't know about you, but sometimes I get scared. And so that helps with different types of fears. And yeah, so that one's going to be a fun one. And healthy feelings, like just in general, what to do with all of those feelings as well.
I love it. Total multimedia experience for your albums. I totally dig that. My first album was actually a collection of songs that I wrote to accompany one of the children's books that I had published. So,
Neat.
at that time I had 10 books out. So it was literally a song per book and then two songs for the two different book series. So I totally get it. And I went the book route first, so writing the song to accompany the book was actually very, very simple. I'm not sure how you feel going from the song to the book, or how much text is in your books or what, but how is it going the other way?
Writing books is way harder than I thought. Especially, I'm using a couple different editors, which I highly recommend to anybody who's writing a book. Like,
Oh,
get a
yeah.
proper editor because they will gracefully lead you through your mistakes. And you got get through it. You got to like get through that hard stuff and work through it so that it's what you want it to be, so that people can understand it properly and so that it flows well. And yeah, writing songs for me is simpler.
I agree, but they're both rewarding for sure. All right, well, let's talk about your album. So it's called Healthy Feelings. So talk about the album as a whole, and then we'll feature a couple of songs.
Lovely. So it's like I said, genres of music that touch on different feelings. So I have an angry feeling that's No Sharks. It's out on YouTube right now and all of the streaming platforms. So it's a metal song that my brother Cody Poles helped me. He does an amazing face melting solo on there. It's really great. But it feels good, sometimes you want to just like scream and be angry because you're disappointed that things aren't going your way, and that's what that's about. I've got the Meanie Blues, which I love. I have friends Stan Lovins and Sam Cameron who are performing on that, and really lend themselves to, like, when people are mean to you, it feels yucky. And you can work through that. We can talk about that. I've got a meditation song, so a 5-minute meditation song for kids. I have a night-night song. I have a love song for my children. There's like a plethora of options, something for everybody.
Very cool. So we're going to talk about 3 of your songs, and we'll start it off with the title track, Healthy Feelings. So talk about this song and how it all came together.
I think it definitely came together with that project that I was working on, and I was getting different feeling songs. And I think everyone has a time where they were not encouraged to show their feelings, right? It was, you know, I grew up in the 80s and 90s. So it was, you were very good if you were quiet, which is fine. It's part of the time. The 80s were wild, but but now we're like, oh no, you can like feel this feeling and we could get through it. And then that's helpful. And it like, it's the song starts out, my feelings help me navigate all throughout the day. And I think that sets the tone.
Very good. All right. Well, we're going to play the song now. Here it is, Healthy Feelings by Jada's Children's Music and Books.
All my feelings help me navigate all throughout the day. I'm happy when I'm singing, dancing, or when I go play. But if a friend is mean to me and I don't want to share, I get real sad and lose control if I think it's not fair.
That was Healthy Feelings. All right, we're going to talk about Meanie Blues next. You've talked about this one a few times, but yeah, give us a little more detail on this one.
So this came about from different things that I'd heard from my friends or from my kids, where kids said they didn't want to play with them or they didn't want to share. And, you know, sharing is a whole myriad of feelings, but you can feel yucky when someone doesn't want to share with you. Whether or not they should share with you is a whole other conversation, but it's the yucky feeling that happens, and it introduces the yuck bug, which, you know, I think we've all felt, and giving it a name helps kids to express what they're feeling. And when you express what you feel better. So it walks you through expressing your feelings, taking a big breath, saying you're sorry if you need to say you're sorry, and moving on.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's check this song out. Here it is, Meanie Blues by Jada's Children's Music and Books.
Well, a friend said the other day, I don't want to share. I didn't like that. I thought stuck in the mud, I got the meanie, meanie blues. Well, a friend said the other day, I don't want to play with you. It made me mad and sad, and now I'm feeling blue. I got the meanie, meanie blues. I got the meanie, meanie blues. I got the yuck bug, I need a daddy hug. I got the meanie, meanie blues. When somebody is mean to you, they give you a yuck bug. It hurts you and it makes you sad, it takes away the fun. May try to pass it on to a friend that has done no wrong. Well, a friend said the other day, you're a poopy head. No, I'm so very sad, I want to stay in bed. I got the meanie, meanie blues. I got the meanie, meanie blues. I caught the yuck bug, I need a mama hug. I got the meanie.
That was Meanie Blues, and we're going to talk about one more song now. It's called I'm Not Having Any Fun. Tell us about this one.
So as I mentioned, my dad had passed away 2 years ago, and there's many things that you have to do when someone you love passes away, and not all of them are fun. So I started humming this along, and I was like, that's pretty good. That is how I feel. I should put this in a song. And then I started thinking about the things that my kids don't want to do, right? So there's the bridge for it's get ready for school. I don't want to get out of the pool. I don't want to follow all the rules. I don't want to. I'm not having fun. And my friends, Agathe Breton-Plouf and Kate Polly sing in this. My friend Ryan Rest does an amazing guitar on this. So I'm very grateful to my friends for their help in this. And it's funny because we always have maybe the most fun singing this. So it's a weird juxtaposition there for us when we perform.
I think it makes perfect sense. Having a ton of fun singing, I'm not having any fun.
Yes.
All right, well, let's check this song out. Here it is. I'm Not Having Any Fun by Chayda's Children's Music and Books.
Sometimes there are things to do that aren't any fun. There's some things that we must do. Push your head down, get it done. Oh, I'd rather go and play or watch TV all day. Instead, I'm stuck here doing this. Those fun things I'll have to miss. Oh, I'm not having fun. No, I know I'm not. I'm not having fun. No, I know I'm not. I'm not playing in the sun. I'm not having any fun. any fun. I'm not having fun. No, I know I'm not. If there's something that's not fun that you have got to do, your tummy can feel sick and your chest can tighten too. It's okay to feel this way. You are gonna be okay. You can get it out of the way, or you can choose not to stay. I'm not having any fun. No, I know I'm not. I'm not having any fun. No, I know I'm not. I'm not playing in the sun. I'm not having any fun. I'm not having fun. No, I know I'm not. Oh, get ready for school. I don't wanna get out of the pool. I don't wanna follow all those rules. I don't wanna, I'm not having fun. Oh, clean up that big mess. I don't wanna study for that test. I don't wanna try to get some rest. I don't wanna, I'm not having fun. It may seem there's some things you have to do, but really, you get to choose. There's consequences to every choice. Change it up or change your inner voice. Choose to have some fun or get the hard things done. I'm not having any fun. No, I know I'm not. I'm not having any fun. No, I know I'm not. I'm not playing in the sun. I'm not having any fun. I'm not having fun. No, I know I'm not. No, I know I'm not. No, I know I'm not.
And that was I'm Not Having Any Fun. The album is called Healthy Feelings. And assuming that people can find those in all the places that you can stream, download, and buy music, correct?
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, let everybody know how they can find and connect with you and anything else you got going on here in the near future.
Lovely. I am on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok under Jada's Children's Music and Books. My website is www.jadaschildrenmusicandbooks.com. And I am working on, I had a burst of songs come to me, gifted to me. I'm very grateful. And so I have many albums kind of halfway in the works. The next one coming out will be a children's song en français, in French. So I'm very, very excited about that.
Awesome. Well, Jada, it has been wonderful having you here on the show. I wish you the best of luck with both the album and the books. And I hope to talk to you again soon.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Bye.
Bye.